Episode 1373, The Old Made New.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How is your weekend going? Hopefully you've had a fabulous time. I even got some football time in along with everything else. Oh, I cannot wait to share some stories with you. But first, it's all about Sweet Spirit Sunday, the old made new. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, there are some days that flood your blood with chaos and challenges when you feel like you can't even breathe. Have no fear, the old made new. Where's your heart today? What troubles you most? For me, I find myself coming and going more than sitting and worshiping. Diving into God's word is not much on the radar. My well is dry. My bones are tired. My frustration meter is peaking way too high. When we fill our days with the stuff of this world, we become distracted from God's priority for our lives. The distance is increased as we do things under our own strength. God seems further from our reach, but yet we keep pushing through, trying to solve the problems all by ourselves. And you wonder why you feel alone, tired, unhappy, the well dried up. This weekend, I made it a point to do something special for my husband. If you haven't already listened to episode 1372, which is the one just before this one, it's called Make Every Day Unique. I would encourage you to go back and listen to it because that was part of the priority that I wanted to do this weekend for my husband. He's been wanting for some time now for me to hang pictures. You know, we just moved. Okay, we didn't just move because we just moved at the end of January of 2018. So it's been over 9 months, for goodness sakes. So you would think by now the house would be well put together. Oh no, far from that. With 5 children, so many different schedules, and me trying to do everything that I need to do and then take care of everybody else, sometimes you just have to take life in pieces. And I really did not want to put a lot of holes on the wall. So for that reason, I just was kind of slow to hang pictures. I wasn't confident that I knew where I wanted these pictures placed. So I kept playing with areas and locations. I would move them around and kind of set them down on the floor. And then I'd be like, oh no, company's coming over. And I would stash them all in a closet only to go, oh my gosh, nothing's on the walls. And he was like, honey, don't you think we need to start hanging pictures? He wanted them hung. Well, the last thing I wanted to do, number one, was to keep putting off what he wanted. I wanted to make the house feel like a home, which when you add pictures, right, that's your own touch. But at the same time, the last thing I needed were more holes in the wall. I was just like, I can't do this. However, yesterday, I was brave. Out came the hammer, the nails, the stud finder, and lots of patience. Let the decorating begin. First 2 pictures I hung up, yes, were in our master bedroom. These pictures have been with us for at least 4 moves. I tried to count back, but I think it's about 4 moves now. But nevertheless, today they hang in our bedroom. Well, to my surprise, these pictures were the crowning glory for the bedroom, just what the room needed to add that finishing touch. The old made new. You see, we all have stuff from the past. Sometimes we don't always know what to do with it. We try to bury it. We try to hide it in a closet, put it under the bed somewhere. We try to forget it. We try to even create something different around it. But God can make it new. God can take you and make you new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says this, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. The old made new." It's an incredible reminder. The pictures I hung up have been through a lot. They've hung on many walls, high and low. They've been covered in paper and dust. A few bugs have even crawled on them with spider webs hanging from them, and even a few milk splatters. But with a little love and grace, what I call heavenly grit, a new wall to hang upon, the pictures are made new. They are brighter than ever before. They make the room cozy and warm. The old made new. Where's your heart today? God only wants to make you new by refreshing your soul so you can plow through this week with a joy-filled heart. God only wants to make you new by embracing the challenges before you even encounter them. God only wants to make you new by loving you right where you're at. So what troubles you most? The distractions that keep you far from God's reach. Today, as you're kind of moseying around the house and maybe trying to figure out what you can do, or maybe you don't want to do anything. Maybe it's chilly outside and you're cooking inside and you just want to snuggle up on the couch. I want you to reflect some. That's what Sweet Spirit Sunday is all about, is reflection. The time to look what? Inwards. Not the time to figure out everybody else's life, but to say, where am I at? Where do I stand in God's light? Where am I in His purpose for what I'm doing? It's a time of what? Re-examination. We all need that. So this reflection, I want you to think about this. Where in your life do you need to take a chance on God giving Him permission to make the old new again? Now, that's kind of a loaded question if you think about it honestly, and you answer it honestly, and you get real with God. Maybe the only 20 seconds you have to reflect on this is when you're in the bathroom. Yeah, doing your business. I know. Why do we always end up in the bathroom or the kitchen? But we're back there again. But I honestly want you to look at this and say, you know, where in my life do I need to take a chance on God again? Giving Him permission to intervene. Giving Him permission to take control and let me release it. Giving Him permission to make what I saw old, used up, spit upon, and made new again. He can do it. I have a favorite, I should say verse, a collection of verses here from Psalm 51, verses 10 through 12. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. You may have a long week ahead of you, but God's plans are much greater than your long week. Let Him be the one who carries you throughout this week. And let the footprints that you see be His. The old made new. It's you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have a blessed week. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.